with Montana News. I'm Corin Cades Carney. It's been a rough year for Montana's small businesses, and more help could be on the way, packaged in Congress's latest COVID-19 relief bill that was sent to President Donald Trump's desk. Megan Myskowski has more.
Bathing Beauties Beads in Missoula is a brightly colored store, with jewelry making supplies and art lining the walls to a high ceiling. Owner Katie Gens-Simpson stands towards the back at a table with about a dozen neatly laid out tools and kits.
And you just lay the metal in on one of the ends and screw it down, and it just comes right out.
She's making a sale to a customer in California on her phone through FaceTime.
But I'll show you first what we talked about on the phone.
Okay, I'm getting my notes out.
Before the pandemic, Gens-Simpson used to show customers some basic jewelry making techniques, or even sit down with some for tea when they came in. Now, she's trying to keep up that level of interaction from a safe distance.
And I'll grab one of those so I can show it to you.
Along with finding creative new ways to interact with customers, Gens-Simpson's shop kept its doors open with aid from the state and federal government. In particular, Gens-Simpson says the Department of Commerce's Montana Business Stabilization Grant made a huge difference and helped ease some of the stress.
Being able to sleep at night is really important when you're working like 200 days in a row.
Gens-Simpson's business is one of many in every county in the state that received relief grants totaling nearly $700 million from the state of Montana amid the coronavirus pandemic. Those grants were paid for in part from funding from the CARES Act passed by Congress this spring. But state and local governments won't get money for these types of grants in the latest federal COVID-19 relief deal. Marissa Perry, Governor Steve Bullock's communications director, says there's no new funding in the new coronavirus relief bill passed by the U.S. Congress this week for similar state programs. While the new federal package extends the deadline for when that grant money can be used, most states, including Montana, have already spent the money amid the high demand for financial assistance during the pandemic-related economic downturn. Wayne Johnston is the bureau chief for the Business Assistance Bureau with the Department of Commerce.
You know, when we were looking at this back in, you know, March, April, and May, you know, nobody expected it really to last as long as it has.
The business review site Yelp said in a September economic report that over 164,000 businesses in the U.S. have closed since the pandemic began, with 60% of those closing permanently. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce said last week that just 56% of Western small business owners report good overall business health. QuiltWorks business manager Judal Niemeyer says it took a big hit with the pandemic. It had to cancel all events, which make up more than half of the company's revenue. It also partially laid off 5 of its 9 employees, which meant Niemeyer had to pick up a lot of the work herself.
There's burnout. People are tired.
Niemeyer says she was able to fully rehire her workers with the help of a state grant the company was awarded, along with a Paycheck Protection Plan loan it received through the Federal Small Business Administration. Those all helped the company adjust how it brings in money and connects with customers. Congress's latest COVID-19 relief bill continues the Paycheck Protection Program, infusing it with more than $280 billion. Niemeyer says the program's loans earlier this year helped the company sell more online, which bumped retail sales from 20% of its income to about 40 to 50% since the pandemic started.
So that part was good.
It's also doing Zoom and YouTube classes. Niemeyer says her mom, founder Judy Niemeyer, hosts the classes. Both of them have learned a lot this year about producing videos.
And you have to hit your needle from your machine right at that point. Okay.
She says that when the pandemic hit, they weren't sure the business would survive. Now they're cautiously optimistic that it will, depending on what happens in the new year. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Megan Myskowski.